Okay. Fine. Okay. Instead of leaving the house in Shiva, okay, the first Shabbos, Eino Yotzi mePesach Beiso. So, where is this from? The Gemara didn't say a word. Why can't he go out of the house? So, you don't see any makor for it. And this is all the psukim that Chazal bring about Avelos, doesn't seem to mention anything about not going out of the house. I thought perhaps so there's some makor. The Rambam quotes a pasuk that you don't find in Chazal. Rambam Perek Vav of Hilchos Avol, he quotes a limud for Avelos from the din of Eishes Yifas Toar. Original limud. Says by Eishes Yifas Toar, Ubachsas Avia Ves Ima Yerach Yamim. She cries for a month. So he mentions that as showing the significance of the din of Shloshim Yom for Avelos. It's interesting, Michal, she's crying for her parents, and says that she takes off her simla shivya, she takes off her nice clothes, which is a din of in Avelos. It says as well she's menavel herself. Right? Interesting, it says she has to shave off her hair. You know, a little bit the opposite of Avelos, we don't shave. But there's a Tosfos in Yevamos Mem Gimel actually says that a woman is allowed to shave off her hair in Avelos. He says because shaving one's head isn't Isra of Tasporus, because Lahefek, it's menavel the person even more than letting your hair grow. So that's what Eishes Yifas Toar has something to do with Avelos. It's very interesting what the pasuk says. It says, Vayoshva v'beisecha, she has to stay in your house, she can't go outside, u'bachsa aviyah v'ima yerech yamim, and she cries for her parents. So we see this inyan, that staying in the house has something to do with crying. It's interesting, Bechlal. The Ramban explains that we find very interesting din, that you can't go out the whole first week, but the first 3 days are more chamer. It says the first 3 days, it's state in the Gemara, Avol can't go out even to be Menachem Avelim. And it says in Smachos, it says the Avol can't go out to the Beis HaMikdash. After 3 days, it becomes mutter. So Ramban says, after the first 3 days, it's mutter because the Avol wants to get Nechama themselves. So let it go to the Beis HaMikdash, they get Nechama. Beis HaAvol, they get Nechama. The first 3 days are the days of Bechi, he's supposed to be crying. And when a person's crying, they don't want to get Nechama. That's what we see in Pasuk Eishes Yifas Toar, that when she's crying, she wants to be inside. We saw this earlier in the year. We saw in Shin Mem that the Rambam holds that for Shar Krovim, Kriya should be done b'dachka mibafnim. He said it should be done inside the house when people aren't around. The Rambam says, so we explained then that the Pshat in the Rambam is because a person cries, they cry indoors. They don't cry in front of other people. You don't want to be out there in public. There's a Gemara in Sukkot, Daf Chaf Hei. The Gemara says that an Avol is mitzar from the Sukkah. He has din mitzar. And the Gemara says he's mitzar, he should be parted from the Sukkah. So the Rosh says, why is he mitzar to go in the Sukkah? So he says, because an Avol wants to be indoors, because there he can be mispodate, he's not just going around people, and therefore he could be there and be mis'abel. When a person is around people, so if the people come to be menachem him, so lehefech, he could cry in front of them and they'll help him. They understand what he's going through. But if a person goes out, stamps to the public, meets stamp people who don't know he's an avil, so he has to put on a face, right? He has to put on a nice, cheerful face. He can't walk around crying and downcast. So memelo, that's the pshat that he has to stay inside. So the Trumas Hadeshin, doesn't say the social Torah, the Trumas Hadeshin says a very important heter based on this, is that the Trumas Hadeshin says that if the Avol has its sorech to go out of the house, for example, he's sitting shivan in a house and he doesn't want to sleep there, he wants to go to his own home, to his own bed to sleep, so he's allowed to go home. He says as long as there's yechal regel minashok, as long as there aren't people outside, he says since there aren't people outside, so in Mela, it's not a problem with going outside. The problem going outside is that an Avol, part of his Avelus is that he doesn't want to be in front of other people. He doesn't want to be in front of people who aren't familiar with the fact that he's by Avelus. You find this a din that for a pressing need, he is allowed to go out. A very pressing need. Tosfos on Chaf Zayin, he says for a davar ha'avid, then avil could go out. It's the Gemara. Gemara Tesvav talks about it. Avil, who's traveling, he's allowed to wear shoes when he's traveling between cities. So Tosfos says, you see, there's such a thing as an avil traveling. How's he out of his house? He says a davar ha'avid. It's very pressing, and he's allowed to go out of the house. And Smacho says that if there's a mace and there's not enough people to carry the coffin of a mace, so the avil, right, the avil who's already buried his own relative, but he's allowed to go out to help to carry the coffin. A very pressing mitzvah, a chos haguf, something that he has to do, no one else could do, so he's allowed to go out for. But otherwise he can't go out. That's interesting, even all mitzvahs, not every mitzvah could he go out for, because according to almost all Rishonim, Avil can't go to shul. Even if nowadays we have minyanim in our house, Avil usually have minyanim in the house, but even if the Avil doesn't have a mitzvah, he can't go to shul. Even though there's a mitzvah to daven b'tzibur, so he still can't go, right? That's the Pashta Gemara. The Gemara says he can't go out of his house the first week. The second week he goes to shul but changes his seat. Mashma, the first week, even if he doesn't have a minyan, he can't go to shul to daven. And so the chod b'shad is because there's different types of mitzvahs, right? Davening with tzibur is not mamsha mitzvah. It's a maila to the tefillah, but it's not mamsha mitzvah. So something that's not mamsha mitzvah, so it doesn't make a heter. Right? We saw l'maisa talmud Torah. A person, he doesn't learn during avelos. It's a mitzvah. So the Ritva asks the kasha. The Ritva says a mitzvah, we shouldn't be mevatel mitzvah on a person, so the Ritva says, no, he is yotze the mitzvah, because he's yotze the mitzvah just by doing Kriya Shema. A person who says Kriya Shema, any Torah a person says, so he's yotze the mitzvah, a little bit of Torah in the day, a little bit of Torah at night. And therefore, it's not ma'amash a bittel mitzvah. So legabe, a mitzvah kiyumis, is always a mitzvah kiyumis to learn more Torah, but legabe that, avol is in chayiv. So lechor, that's the idea also, that by avelus, he could go out for some things, but if it's not mamash mitzvah chiyuvis, he doesn't go out. So there's different shittos here, and they're showing them exactly what the gedder is, and what mitzvah he goes out. So the Rush is the most machna shita. The Rush in Tshuvos Klal Chaf Zayin. So he writes, it's only if it's a chovas hagof, something that he could do, no one else could do. Such as he says, if the avol has a son who needs a bris milah. So the father is allowed to go and give his son the bris milah. If the Rush is holding the shitaso, that the father is mechuyiv to give his, if the father knows how to give a bris milah, he's chayiv to himself personally give a bris milah to his son. And therefore he's allowed to go out to give the bris milah. If for some reason the baby can't be brought to him. But other things would be aser. Nichum aveilim. So the Feirush Gemara has a split. The Gemara says the first 3 days, an avil can't go out for nichum aveilim, but afterwards he could do nichum aveilim. So what's pshat? What's pshat with that? So the Rush says that yes, nichum aveilim is not a good enough mitzvah for him to go out of his house, because nichum aveilim is a mitzvah, but at least for an avil, it's not a mitzvah chiyuvis, and therefore he doesn't go out. But Afal Pikin is allowed to go out on the end of Shiva. He's allowed to go out to Nichum Aveilim. So Ramban writes that Ein Achinami, really he can't go out. The reason he can go out is because he himself is looking for Nechama. When he goes to do Nichum Aveilim, the Gemara says he doesn't sit by the Menachem, he sits by the Misnachem. He sits with the other Aveilim, and he also gets Nechama there. It's interesting that Rama says that our minhag is that an avil doesn't go out to be menachem aveilim the whole shiva. Like someone else, his friend is also sitting shiva. He doesn't go out bechlal. So says the Rama, the pshat could be, he says, is because really he doesn't go out for nichem aveilim. It's not really a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah that's strong enough for him to go out bechlal. He's allowed to go out because if he wants nechama. If he wants nechama, he says, oh, my friend's having. All the Rosh Yeshivas, all the Chash people are being Menachem. Let me go there and get some good Nechama too. So he says, our minhag's not to do that. But Al Chiyuv, there's no Chiyuv except for a Chiyuv that's Mamash Chiyuvis. That's the first Mahalach, that's the Mahalach of the Rosh. Now the Beis Yosef, so he says a Kula, he says he has a minhag that they had a kula. He's that, at least in his days, for Kriyas HaTorah on Mondays and Thursdays, Avelim would go to Shul. You see, in all the Rishayim, they didn't have a minhag of having a Sefer Torah in the Beis HaAvo. But they would go to, but the Ramah held that they don't go to Shul B'chlal. The Beis Yosef says the minhag is for Kriyas HaTorah that they do go to Shul. And what's Pshat there? So the first thing you see is that Kriyas HaTorah is more important than davening in a minyan. Because to daven in a minyan, he says the Avil doesn't go to Shul. For Kriyas HaTorah, he does go to Shul. The emes is, that's the Gemara we saw on Chaf Gimel and Mori Katan. The Gemara says that when a Nasi dies, so no one goes to the Beis Knesset except for Kriyas HaTorah. So what we see is that there's definitely such a thing that Kriyas HaTorah is more of a chiyuv than davening a minyan. Right? Mm-hmm. Davening a minyan is just a mile in the tefillah, whereas Kriyas HaTorah is some level of chiyuv. Now, the Ramah says our minhag is we don't go to Kriyas HaTorah. The Ramban writes that Avil doesn't go to Kriyas HaTorah. So, Pasha, why? Al derech the Rush. The reason will be Pasha is Elachor is not a mitzvah chiyuvis. The Ramban, he writes in the Melchamas in the beginning of Megillah that the mitzvah of hearing Kriyas HaTorah is just a chovas hatzibur. We don't have time to explain exactly what that means. But it in some way means that it's not a chovas yachid, it's just a chiyuv for the tzibur. Mela, the fear of the rush, that wouldn't be strong enough for an aval to leave his house, because just chovas tzibur. Beis Yosef, so he also agrees that it's just a chovas tzibur, but he says, afal pikin, that's enough of a chiyuv to make it that a person should go out of his house. The Rush writes, he says, based on their minhag, you see that a chov satsiva is enough for an aval to go out, it's enough of a chiv. And he says, based on this, another chiddush, he says, from the fact that our minhag, it's funny, that brings a riot, from the fact that his minhag is that an aval goes to shul to hear Kriyas HaTorah. Right, it's just interesting, we have to point out, you know, usually we're more careful about davening the minhag, I think, than hearing Kriyas HaTorah. Right, like you go to shul, and if you're late, maybe some people leave before Kriyas HaTorah. You see, it's really the opposite. In any case, he says the Beis Yosef is right. So, in the fact that an aval is Kriyas HaTorah is chashuv enough to say an aval goes out of his house, so too, an aval, if he's a mo'el, is allowed to go out of his house to do a bris milah. And he says, and even if the milah, there's other mo'halim, there's other people who could do the bris milah. It's not the mo'el's son. He's just going to do someone else's mila, and they could get a different moel. He says, "Afal pikein, since the ma'aseh he's being mekayim a mitzvah, it's mutter for him to go to shul. It's mutter for him to go to do the bris mila." So I don't speak at the exact lumbus what he's saying, but Chayyim is a very interesting thing what he's saying. He's saying that he understands that Kriyas HaTorah is not a chovas yachid; it's a chovas tzibur. What does that mean? It means if I go, I'm doing a mitzvah. And there should be people going, but it's not mamash that I must go. So too mila, right? If the father should give the mila, if the father doesn't give the mila, so then everyone has to give the mila. Any mole has a chiyuv to give the mila. But who says the aval has to be the one to give the mila? Say nachinami, the Beis Yosef says. It's not a mitzvah chiyuvis, but it's a mitzvah kiyumis. So maisa, if he gives the mila, there is a mitzvah to give a mila. Right, Tim, there is a mitzvah to hear Kriyas HaTorah. It doesn't have to be you, but there is a mitzvah. So therefore, that's the Shittas HaBeis Yosef. That a mitzvah kiyumis, Avul could go out to do a mitzvah kiyumis. The third Shita, there's one other Shita here. You might not notice there's all separate Shittas, but the Ramah puts in Arzaruah. The Arzarua writes that he says a split. He says a mole could do a bris mila at the end of Shiva, the last 4 days, but the first days of Shiva, he can't do a bris mila. And he says the pshat is it's just like Nichem Aveilim. And here's a different pshat in the split by Nichem Aveilim. He says, the pshat Nichem Aveilim is a mitzvah. And therefore, since it's a mitzvah, he's allowed to go out at the end of Shiva. But in the first days of Shiva, the days of Bechi, so the first days of Shiva are more chamer, and therefore, the first days, the days of Bechi, the first 3 days, or the first 2+ days of Shiva, so he can't do any mitzvah, it's not mamash achiyuv. Afterwards, he's allowed to do a mitzvah if it's a mitzvah kiyumis. So that's his split, according to his understanding of the Gemara Bet Nichma Velim. So that's what the Ramah quotes. We'll hope that's the Iker Ladina. Okay, so Gabi mitzvah kiyumis, if the first 3 days he shouldn't do it, the last 4 days he could do it. The last machlok is just kedai to mention here, because it's so halacha l'maisa, is if you look carefully, the Ramban and Ar Zeruah, they have very interesting machlokas by Nichma Velim. The Ar Zeruah says a person can't go out to do Nichma Velim except the last 4 days, but if he wants Nichum himself, he's allowed to go even in the first 3 days. Quotes Yerushalmi from Megillah that says, the Feirish and Aval could go out lehisnachem avalol nachem. To get nacham, he could go out. The Ramban, so he had a different pshat in the chilek by Nichum Avelim. He said the first 3 days he can't go to do Nichum Avelim because he's not allowed to look for Nechama. He's bebechi. He should want to be crying. He shouldn't look for Nechama. But the last days he could look for Nechama, so therefore he's allowed to go out to do Nichum Avelim so that he himself could get Nechama. Then he comes to Rambat and says, Betzim, you can't go to Nichum Avelim, but you're allowed to do it because the last days you could look for Nechama for yourself. The first days you can't look for Nechama for yourself. The Arzuruah says, no. Aval is chai v'nichem. Nichum to be menachem other people, but the first 3 days is not enough of a mitzvah to be doche his avelus. But if he wants to get his own nechamas, then he's mutter to do immediately. So comes out an important nekuda halacha lemaisa here is what if the avel wants to go back home, right? Usually the avel sits shiva in the house of the mace, but what if he wants to go back home on Motzei Shabbos? There's going to be a lot of people there. He's going to have a very good nichum there. Is he allowed to go home? So the Ramban will say, first 3 days, he shouldn't be thinking about Nichum, he should be thinking about crying. If people want to come and be Menachem him, that's their business. But Lefi the Arzeruah says, Befeirushel, I was allowed to go out, to go somewhere where he could be able to get a better Nechama. Right, so therefore, if there's a Tzarech for it, even in the first 3 days, we would allow Aval to get nechama, to go home to get to be able to mekabel good nechama. So now Shabbos, what's the din on Shabbos? So halacha is, Chai says it's different minhagim, but the minhag is even though the Gemara says that the first week he doesn't go to shul. But on Shabbos, the minhag is he does go to shul. So question lambda is why is this? What's the difference Shabbos the rest of the week? So Shabbos, we know the halacha is, we have to a little bit jump forward to in the item we're going to see later, but that Shabbos, so Bitsina on Avil is noeg avails for Shabbos, but the Farhesia he's not noeg avails. So therefore, when he goes to shul, he wears his shoes. When he comes home, he takes off his shoes. In public, he has to be part of it. He has to be besimcha. So the shaila is though, why does he go to shul? Right? Let him stay home. If he stays home, l'chayr, that's betzina. Right? He stays home. You know, if even let's say he has he's a regular by a shul, right? Not everyone's a regular by a shul, right? Some people are more liberal, and everybody that goes someplace else. Some people, they don't go anywhere. Right? But even if he's a regular goer, right? He regularly goes to this shul, he's a member in this shul, right? Not all members show up every week in shul. Like, it's not for Hesia he didn't show up. It's not so clear why it's like Pashat that why does he go to shul? Also, it doesn't say he has to go to shul. It says the minhag is, there's different minhagim. Where the minhag is to go to shul, he goes to shul. But if every week he takes a walk with his wife, there's no din in avelus, he has to take a walk. What could his wife look like? He should stay home. Right? Because Etim, he shouldn't leave his house. But going to Shul, he's supposed to go to Shul. So why is he supposed to go to Shul? So there's just a Yisayt here that what's the inin that there's no Avelis on Shabbos, the Farhesia? There's no Avelis, the Farhesia, on Shabbos and Yom Tiv. So the reason is, the Gemara says, is because the Esei de Rabim is Doche, the Esei de Yachid. The mitzvah of enjoying Shabbos and Yom Tiv, the Simcha of Shabbos and Yom Tiv, is a mitzvah on the Rabim, and a mitzvah on the Rabim is Doche, the mitzvah on the Yachid. So Rabbi Chilumi Periz says in that, he says, and therefore, the mitzvah of being Samech with Rabim on Yom Tiv, the Avol has to be part of it. He has to go to it. Going to the Simcha space of Shoeva, that's the mitzvah of a rabbin. And that mitzvah of a rabbin he has to be part of. The mitzvah of a yachid, what he does with private, so that already has have avelis, because that his avelis comes first. So the mail of the pshat could be is that Shabbos also. In a chinami, he could stay home and be in avelis the whole Shabbos. But the mitzvah of Shabbos is docha avelis. But mitzvah of Shabbos is docha avelis only legabe being a part of the tzibur on Shabbos. So what does it mean to be part of the tzibur on Shabbos? That means to go to shul. He has to go to shul and be part of the tzibur on Shabbos. That is the mitzvah of Shabbos. I thought this we could explain a Peldic Reisa in Smachos. I didn't see anyone really explain it. In Smachos Perek Yud, so the Reisa says that Shabbos Rishona, the Avol, does not go to shul, but he does go to the Beis HaMedrash. What on earth is he talking about? He doesn't go to shul, but he goes to Beis Medrash. Right? Poor Alex just joins us today. Alex, you have to know something. I'm really saying if anyone's not the Kesh bringing it through. Avos Asur to learn Torah. He does daven. So why on earth would we say on Shabbos he goes to Beis Medrash, but not to shul?
Maybe there's less of a tzibur going on there.
Oh, okay, good. I'll tell you what I thought. I thought like this. Shabbos, you know, Shabbos is a Gemara in Gittin Lamed Ches that says that if a person makes his Suda on Shabbos at the time of the public drasha, the person is something terrible. It's Nekir Min Olam. It's a terrible thing because it's so important that everyone's part of that public Torah on Shabbos. Because that's a chelik of what Shabbos is. Shabbos is the Torah. Shabbos and Yom Tov were only given to Yisrael for Torah. So in Mele, if he doesn't go to the public shear, that's the biggest chilul to the Shabbos of the rabbi. You know, lahalacha we say that on Shabbos, even though Avos Asur B'Talmud Torah, but on Shabbos he does Shnei Mikra, because that's a part of the Liman HaTorah of Shabbos that's B'Tzibur. The Tzibur Dika Mitzvah of Liman HaTorah as a Tzibur, so that he's still a part of. So I thought that could be the mahalach here. Now, lemaisa, things are different in our days. For some reason, it's different. And lemaisa, the halacha is the minhag is, at least, is that they go to shul and they don't go to the Beis Medrash. But the concept could be, you know, Rav Hai says it depends on the minhag. And it could be that that's how we do our public Shabbos, is by going to shul. So therefore, he goes to shul. Another issue here, very misunderstood, is Nichum Aveilim on Shabbos. Okay, Nichum Aveilim on Shabbos, it seems that there's a mitzvah bedafka in Shul on Shabbos to be Menachem Aveilim. Pirkei D'Rav Lazar says that Bezman HaMikdash on Shabbos, Aveilim would go into the Beis HaMikdash and everyone in the Beis HaMikdash would be Menachem then. Right? You know, what a beautiful thing. They go there so that all of Klal Yisrael, you know, we say Besoch Shar Avle Tzino Yerushalayim. They mamish had Besoch Shar, the people in the Beis HaMikdash would come and try to cheer them up on Shabbos. And it says, and therefore, after the Churban, in Shul, on Shabbos, we're Menachem. It's brought even more in Masechet Sofrim, in Perek Yotes. It's brought that after Davin on Shabbos, the Avol sits in front of the Shul, and everyone comes as Menachem him. The Rush says that the minhag in Germany was the same thing. They would menachem him at the door of the shul, and then everyone would escort him home. There's mamish a special nechama on Nichum Aveilim. Many mekores about this. It's so unknown, that's why I want to quote a lot of Makaros. But in Sukkim and Aleph, the Gemara says that the Hasidim in Yerushalayim would carry their lulav all day, and even when they went to Menachem Avelim, they would carry their lulav. The Gemara in Shabbos Yudbeis writes this, that there's a chiyuv of Nichma Avelim is noreg b'Shabbos. In Shin Sadi Tess, upcoming Simon, so it's close from the Gemara on Daf Chaf and Morakatim, it says that if a person dies on the regal, he loses his relative on the regal. So after the regal, he sits Shiva, but they don't have to be Menachem him. It says that even though he keeps Shiva, but then we don't have to be Menachem him because we were already Menachem him on Yom Tov. On Yom Tov in Chol HaMoed, people were Menachem the Avil. And therefore, when he starts his Shiva, after he doesn't sit Shiva on Yom Tov, he sits after Yom Tov, but there's no chiv to be Menachem him because you're already Menachem on Yom Tov. So it's quite clear. Right? Quite clear. Quite clear. Oh, so why is this? Okay? So I've tried this sometimes. Now, that there's a little bit of the minhag we do is the Ber HaGola. It says that our minhag is right before Kabbal Shabbos, the Avil comes in and we all call out Hamaki Menachem Eschem. So many shuls do this, which is for sure right. But a little bit, he's already being a little more machmer here because he's a little bit trying to, like, get the Nichem before Shabbos. He wants him to come in, but right before Shabbos. So you get to Menachem him in Shul, when everyone's there, but not on Shabbos. So the concept behind that is because in Shabbos Yudbeis, Rabbi Chanina says that Bekoshi Hitiru L'Nachem Avelim with Shabbos. We're matter, but it's Bekoshi. Oh, it's Bekoshi, so if we could do it before, let's do it before. Fine. Okay, some places they don't do that. First, some places they don't do that. But I also noticed that every time I go over to an Avil on Shabbos and I tell Nishav and Nechama, they explain to me that, don't you know, there's no Avil on Shabbos. And you shouldn't be Menachem. Right? So I don't know exactly where it comes from. I'll tell you one other makkah this might be coming from. Is there's a Taz. Taz in our Chaim. Where it's talking about Reish Pei Zayin, where it's talking about Nichem Avelim on Shabbos. So it says there that there's Nichem Avelim on Shabbos and Bikur Cholim, but it says there when a person is Mevaker Cholim on Shabbos, he shouldn't say normally do what he does normally on the week. But when he says to him, he should say to him Shabbos he milizok v'rafu krov alavo. Like normally, part of the mitzvah of being a vaker cholim is to daven the person shav refua. Shabbos we can't do that, so we say Shabbos imil zok refua krov alava. So the Taz goes to Marshal. The Marshal says so too when a person is menachem avelim on Shabbos, he should say Shabbos imil anachem v'nechama krov alava. So. It's a chiddush because the Gemara said it's by Bikur Cholim, it doesn't say by Nichem Avelim. So the Magen Avram and more in the Prisha, so they write, they don't understand what the Marshal is talking about. How do you say Shabbos Yimel Anachem? Shabbos Yimel Lizuk, you're not allowed to daven on Shabbos for your private needs. But Nichem Avelim, is that tefillah? You're trying to cheer a guy up and you're allowed to cheer him up. So what's the... They say they don't understand it. They say Lemaisis v'feirush and Pirkei D'Rav Elazar that on the Beis Hamikdash everyone would say to him on Shabbos Hashochen b'bayis hazeh hu yunachemecha. We don't see that. So Meila the Magen Avraham preacher says you could use the same lashon of Hamakim Menachem Eschem even on Shabbos. So Lemaisis when I do it I try to change the lashon a little bit. I don't say the lashon of Hamakim Menachem Eschem. But Lemaisis. Lamaisa, that is a takana. Right? Especially if they don't do it at the shul that you're in, they don't say the hamakom when the avil comes in before Kabbal Shabbos. So in Mela, there really is a din that in the makom of the rabbin to give some sort of nechama. So.
Just like, I was really bothered by this because I heard there's no nechama on Shabbos. So mm-hmm. I looked into it and I saw like what Rabbi was saying. So then Mr. Barua goes on, I pulled it up.
Oh.
It says,
Right.
So,
so the Mishnah Berurah is going like the Taz, but even going like the Taz, I mean, even if you go like the Taz says you shouldn't do it the normal way on Shabbos. There should be some sort of a shinoi. But even if you don't go like the Taz, that you don't do it, but the emphasis of the Mishnah Berurah, I have to tell you, the Mishnah Berurah is a pella. Because in the earlier Makoros, it says that they mamish, they do the as at Sibur, they're menachem him. Could be the Mishnah Berurah was bothered, meaning that we're saying the Koshi Yatiru, there shouldn't be that sort of public, you know, the way we do a public like that. But even the Taz agrees you should be menachem aveil on Shabbos. He just says you should change the Lashon.
Right.
Right? Nobody says you don't do Nichum on Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah is a chiddush like that. You're right. It's a chiddush that he's saying that if you didn't do it before Kabbalah Shabbos, you shouldn't do it that way on Shabbos. Meaning that the Gabbai says everyone stop, we're doing Nichum Aveilah.
Right.
But to do a Nichum, to say something, you're supposed to say something.
But, right, and I said that like Rosh Hashanah Solomon, which says like the same type of thing about like that really this minhag developed when like we did Kabbalah Shabbos before Shkia, but now that we do it after Shkia. Like,
yeah,
like
so that's a little bit why I tell you I saw that Oslanite Gavriel. I didn't really like it there either. But he says that a lot of people don't do the sminig anymore because they're afraid it's already going to be Shabbos.
Right.
If it is Shabbos, I could hear not having that like public, right? The public. I mean, the real things they should do before Shabbos, right? They.
Right.
When you know, if you want to get every mila, so then meaning you want to get the mila that it's in the shul with the rabbi. You want to get the maila of the Koshi Yatiru. So you do it, you know, just try to do it a minute before, whatever it is before Shabbos.
Right, but I'm just kind of like miserable because I just feel like I have no idea where they're coming from because like the Gerar Lezer are saying that they mamash did it on Shabbos publicly.
Right.
Why should it be a chisaron of mentioning it before Hestia if they did that in the base of Megiddo?
Right. I don't. So it's just interesting. The Magen Avraham and Prisha are cholik on the Taz, right? Lefi the Magen Avraham and the Prisha, they say there's no reason to be Mashana. So if you'd ask me, I would think that that's the more Iker.
Right.
You know, I would concede to the Minhag, you know, not to do, not to say Hamakom Minachem Eschem in that way on Shabbos, but more than that, I won't concede.
I thought Rabbi Iker would really not even want to concede to that.
I wouldn't even want to concede to that, right? I don't think the Magen Avraham and Prisha would concede to that. But if we're conceding, so.
Right. Meaning, like, if there are shuls that still, you know, follow what it says in the article sitter and says I'm hopeful to make a clap and then
right.
If you have a shkia, like you shouldn't make a macha, because that really should be okay.
It's the right thing to do.
Right.
It's the right. You know, lots of things that are like, you know, moving out of, you know, grace. You know, it's definitely the old minhag, and the more we change, you know, it's the more we're changing from the proper minhag. Okay, so maybe a word about Shinu Makom. Shinu Makom, so the third, the second week, they go to Shul, but they're Mishana Makom. Now this is a funny din. What is this talking about? They don't sit in the normal place. The Aval, wherever he sits in a different part of the shul. He sat on the south of the shul, he moves his seat to the north of the shul. So what's this about? It's a little bit of a funny minhag. It's not a minhag, it's in the Gemara. It's a funny din. A funny din, you know, in a number of ways. First of all, because it's on Shabbos. The Chayyur, we could say this is openly acting Avelis for Shabbos, Avelis for Hestian Shabbos. Why is he changing his seat? Other point that's interesting here is the Ramah quotes as a minhag that we do it all Yud Beis Chodesh. The Gemara has it just the first few weeks, but the minhag is the whole first year for Av Ein. The Ramah says there's no basis for the minhag, but we do it anyway. The Me'iri, so he writes, just before the Ramah, maybe the earlier source of Meiri writes, if someone wants to be machmir to change his seat for longer than the Gemara says, so it's fine to do that. So Kasha says, what are we talking about? How can you do that? It's Avelos on Shabbos, first of all, it's on Shabbos, but second of all, to be more machmir, and Avelos, you never want to be more machmir. The Gemara says that it's a terrible thing if a person keeps Avelos longer than he has to. So why is it that, why is this, there this minhag? So, Mordechai and tough, Tzadi Vav. So he says, the pshat is, it's not Avelos, it's just being Modia that he's an Avon. That's what he says, just sort of like letting people know. It wasn't 100% clear to me exactly what he means. Why, how that lets people know, why they need to know continually a whole year. Chachma Shlomo, Rav Shlomo Kluger, so he was bothered and he gave a different pshat. It was a very interesting pshat. He says the pshat is, it's the din of Galus. Galus? Who? The din of Tzeach Meshoge goes to Galus. So what does that have to do with this? So we learned earlier when we were talking about Kfiyas Hamita that the Gemara says that all the Avelim are a little bit, have a chrayis for their relative dying. I don't know what a psychologist would say about this. There's a little bit of a chrayis there in the sense that they were like a part of the family and there's a chusim weren't enough to keep him alive. So a certain sense, so says Rav Shlomo Kluger, there's a certain inyo that the Avel has to look for kapara. That he was like, he was b'shogi, he didn't kill his relative. Amazing. But somehow they're Averos of the family. I've seen it somehow with Starf and Mechayev Galas. So very nice, he just says with that, that explains, let me just finish the idea, that explains perhaps why it could be a long knee. If someone wants more kapara, they could do it for longer. That explains why it's not a problem on Shabbos. And Shabbos, Galas is no good on Shabbos. Shabbos is just doing something for a kapara. The other point this could explain, we mentioned this earlier in the year, this is very interesting with Maram Rudenberg and his Hilchos Smachos. He says, this din of changing the makom, he says, not only do the immediate relatives do it, the Avelim, but even the more distant relatives do it. He says, even the cousins do it. That the first Shabbos, the cousins change their seats in Shul. So what on earth is that about? He doesn't mention that the cousins do in Nehugei Avelim. So, some say that cousins also do some Avelim. He doesn't say that. He just says the din of Shinu Mako, Maram and Rittenberg and Hilchos Smachos Siman Siman Samach. So the chayyur that could be the mahalach.
Yeah. Just as an idea, doesn't the Malach always have to like negotiate with Hashem before smiting someone? Doesn't he have to
Yeah.
He needs like a room to get in. So it's in the family that they weren't maybe been a pashpan or they didn't
Right. What really is going on, we don't know, of course.
Right.
But there's an idea that Chazal have that if something happens to your family, the whole family should take a musr for it and see it as like a slap from a Kadosh Baruch. That's the way we're supposed to. I mean, whatever. A tochach from a Kadosh Baruch. So that idea could be what's going on here. That's the thought. Okay, so I just want to talk a little bit about Shin Tzad Dihei, completely new sugya. Something with Shastik or Sugya, we'll spend a few minutes on it. So the end of Avelos. The end of Avelos, so Avelos is 7 days long, but as everyone knows, the seventh day is the din of Mixas Hayom Kikulo. The din is the seventh day after the Avel Davins, they sit down to be Menachem him. And the Gemara says, when the Menachem stands up, that's the end of Avelos. Avelos is over. Even though the seventh day isn't completed. And the reason why the Gemara says is Mixas Hayom Kikulo. Din. Mixas Hayom Kikulo. It's just interesting, just Pashup Shat, you have to explain the 7 days of Avelos because Gemara says it's like Yom Tov, just like the 7 days of a Yom Tov, so too in sorrow the 7 days of Avelos. The Gemara says by Shmua Ruchoka, if a person only hears about the Misa a month after the person actually died, so then the Gemara says there's only 1 day of Avelos. He only sits one day of Aveilus. And then the Gemara says that he only actually has to sit a minute of Aveilus. Because Mikseh Yom Kekulo, he only has to keep one day. The Gemara says it's just like we have a Yom Tov Shavuos, that's just one day. So too, Shmur Rechoka is just one day of Aveilus. And that, since Mikseh Yom Kekulo, he only has to keep 1 minute of Aveilus. So it's very interesting why that is, right? On Shabbos, we don't say Mikseh Yom Kekulo. On Yom Tov, we're learning it from Yom Tov. Yom Tov, we don't say Mikseh Yom Kekulo. So this pashat, the din is a din in Kol HaTorah Kula, that if the din is the day we're talking about, the chesed of the day, this halachas of what we have to do on Shabbos, so the whole Shabbos is Shabbos. We have to keep Shabbos. But any din is a din on a gavra. A din, when it's a din on a gavra, you should act in a certain way, so mixes a yom kekul. You should act in a certain way for a day. So it's a din of mixes a yom kekulo. The idea, just to say, perhaps, you know, we find b'chalal in mitzvos, that Torah gives mitzvos, and even if it's a mitzvah on a day, we don't have to do it the whole day. There's a mitzvah Talmud Torah. Mitzvah Talmud Torah is v'gisa b'yom v'layla. You have to learn Torah day and night. So what does that mean? So maximally, it means a person should learn Torah all day and all night. But Chazal tell us that you're yotze the mitzvah by doing a minute in the day, a minute in the night. Why? Because the mitzvah is given, but there's a maximal kiyum and a minimal kiyum. And there's a minimal kiyum by a mitzvah sayom. Right, same thing, l'mashal, by tefillin. And the mitzvah says by tefillin that, how is it we don't wear tefillin the whole day? There's a mitzvah to wear tefillin all day. Yeah, there is a mitzvah to wear tefillin all day. But if you, but we understand that as long as the person wears it for a minute every day, he's not mevatel the mitzvah. If he wants to fully keep the mitzvah, then he keeps it the whole day. So too, everything on the gavra that has to be done for a certain amount of days, there is a cool mitzvah say yom kekulo. Makar for such an idea, as I saw in the Guinness Radim, Rav Avram from Cairo, Sefer from the 1600s, so he writes a makar, really the Ferish Pasuk. It says, by Tsaras, it says, V'hiskir ha'konis ha'negar shivas yamim. The Kohen locks up the person for 7 days. For 7 days, what that means is the Kohen is not allowed to see the Mesorah for 7 days. Because I'll say he should be able to notice if there's been any change in the appearance of the Nega. So it says 7 days he locks him up. And it says, V'ra'oa Kohen b'yom ha'shvi. On the seventh day, the Kohen comes and looks at the Mesorah. So what do you mean? You just said that he locks him up and doesn't look at him for 7 days. How do you see him on the seventh day? The answer is, Mixes Hayom Kekulo. Right? He keeps 7 days, but 7 days doesn't mean a whole seventh day. It means into the seventh day, and after that, it's already finished. And another pasuk I just thought you find like that is the din of Yom or Yomayim. If someone kills an Eved Kenani, so the halacha is that if the Eved lives for a day or 2 days, the pasuk says that the master is not Chayiv Misa. There's a kula by Eved Kenani that if the Adon kills him, that if he doesn't die on the first day, so the Adon is pater from Misa. So it has Lashon Yom or Yomayim. So what's Yom or Yomayim? A day. If what do you mean if he lives a day or 2 days? You don't kill the owner. Meaning if you live a day, you don't kill him. So if he lives 2 days, of course you don't kill him. So Chazal say no. It's telling us 24 days. Sorry, 24 hours. It has to see if he lives 24 hours. And that's called Yomayim. It's called Yom O Yomayim. It's being Ramas to you. It's a day because it's 24 hours. But it's Yomayim because in Halacha, a 24-hour period is defined as Yomayim, as 2 days. Right? Because it's Mixa Yom Kekulo. So that's the din. It's a kiyum, and the minimalistic kiyum is for a minute. Now it's interesting that there's a halacha. It's found in Shin Mem Beis and Hilchos Avelus in the Knesset HaGedola. He points out that even though this is the case by Avelus, but by Shivasi Mehamishta, by Chasim Mekala, they also have halachas of Simcha, and those halachas are all 7 days. He points at the Gemara in Ksuvis, talks about a chasim who goes into Avelus. It says he's noig shivasi mehamishta, va'achar kach shivasi mehavelas. He finishes up the 7 days of joy, of simcha, and then he has 7 days of avelas. So Knesset Gedola points out, he says, what do you mean? If Mikseh Yom Kikulo, on the seventh day of Simcha, he should already count as the first day of Avelos. Right? Have the beginning of the day will be the end of the seventh day of Simcha, and the end of the day will be the first day of Avelos. He says to the Gemara, it's clear you don't say that. So he points this out, that by Mishnah it doesn't go that way. You keep full days. So he says, for some reason, Chazal made a difference between Simchas HaMishteh and Avelos. But l'chor, the teretz could be postured is that Mixes HaYom Kikulo means it's enough in a minimalistic way you could get away with Mixes HaYom Kikulo. Now, in Avelos, we always want to be minimalistic, right? Because we say, Halacha Kedivrei HaMeikel Ba'aval. We always want to be Mamat Avelos. By Simcha, right? The Ramban says, Simcha, you want to be Marbe Simcha. Avelos, you want to be Mamat. So by Simcha, so lehefech, there's a mitzvah of Shivis Mi'amishtah, keep it bimalua, right? It should be full, right? The Guinness Radim I saw, he brings a makar from Lavan. It says Malei Shvua Zos. It says by the Shvua of Simcha Mi'amishtah. So for Simcha, you want to have more, but you want to be, but by Avelis, we want to be minimalistic. So therefore, mitzvah Yom Kippur. So the big issue here is, what about at night? What's the halacha at night? So we'll just say this b'kitzer. There's a din by Zava. A Zava has to count 7 days. So Safra l'shivas yamim. She counts 7 days. And the halacha is the 7th day is mixes hayom kekula. And then she could go to the mikvah. But the Gemara says that Sfira b'yamama. To be with Safala, to count 7 days, the seventh day, you can't be said to have finished counting the seventh day until the daytime. And therefore, it's not enough for the woman to wait to the beginning of the seventh night, but she has to have the full seventh night, and then into the seventh daytime, and then she can go to the mikvah. So that's the din. And even though mikvah yom kikulo, but you need it to be in the day. And the Gemara just says, because to be a sphere of Shivas Yamim, it has to be, you need to get to the day of the seventh day. So the Rambam in Nuremberg says a din here. That we say la halacha. Just want to explain the din. We'll end with this. He says a din, a very strange din. He says, when a velus, when it's a Shmur Rechoka, which we said that velus is only for 1 hour. So he says, since that velus is 1 hour, he could keep that hour even at the night. Right? Someone hears in the middle of the night that his father was nifter 2 months ago. He keeps avelus for a minute, 10 minutes, whatever, even in the middle of the night. He says, but when you need Shiva, so since Shiva is a sphira, a little esoteric, what does it mean by sphira? Since it's a sphira, so therefore, mixes hayom kikulo, you can't be Yotzei Mitzvah Yom Kikulo until the morning of the seventh day. So the Shaila is, what's he talking about? What's he talking about? What's the difference between whether it's a 7 day Avelus or a 1 day Avelus? What's the difference? What's Bechlal? He's talking about Sfira. The whole talk about Sfira is completely not clear. What's he talking, even by Zava, what do you mean? Sfira, there's no sphira at night, there's only sphira in the daytime. Like, what are you talking about? The Gemara doesn't explain. Like, sphira, so what do we do at night? What do you mean there's no sphira at night? The other point that I think needs some hesber is, if you really say mixed yom kikulo, so say everyone on the 7 days, let them keep 1 minute of Havelas. 1 minute on Sunday, 1 minute on Monday, 1 minute on Tuesday. What is it? Why, how do we know that you have to, it has to be straight like that? So it's not, I think the whole sugya needs some beer. So I just thought the pshat is, I thought about the vart I saw from Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky Zatzal. Avelus, we mentioned, Yerushalmi says the makkah for Shiva is from Yaakov Avinu, that Yosef, says that Yosef, Yasla Aviv Evil Shivas Yamim. He made an Avelus for Shivas Yamim. So Rav Yaakov, it's in Parshas Bo and Emes Yaakov, he says a little diak in the pasuk, very little diak. He doesn't. What does the word Shivas Yamim mean? So we all know 7 days. Okay. What does the word Shiva Yamim mean? You can say Shiva Yamim, you can say Shivas Yamim. You ask me, it means the same thing, 7 days. Oh, you ask Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, though, you get a different answer. He says, no, if you look through Tanakh, you'll see it's always used differently, Shivas from Shiva. He says, Shiva means 7 days. Shivas means a period with a duration of 7 days. Like this. He quotes Raios that bring it out. L'mashal. He goes to the Pasuk says by Yosef, it says, V'yesef osam el ha-mishmer shloshes yamim. That Yosef gathered up the brothers to jail for 3 days. So Rav Yaakov says, what exactly does that mean? Does that mean that Yosef spent 3 days gathering up his brothers to put him into jail? No. It means Yosef gathered his brothers to the Mishmar Shloshes Yamim, that they should be in jail for a duration of 3 days. So he says the same thing, Vayasla Aviv Evil Shivas Yamim. Does that mean that Yosef spent 7 days arranging an Avelis? No, it means he made an Avelis. He arranged it, maybe it took him 20 minutes. That the Avelis should have a duration of 7 days. So the Chari could say it like this. The Pasuk says, V'safra la'shivas yamin. She has to count a period of 7 days. And it uses Lashon Sfira, meaning it's not she's doing something for 7 days. She's counting, she's cheshbinning out a period, and that period, she should be so for this period in which she has to be cleaned from blood, should span and have a duration of 7 days. Right? It's not like saying you should do something for each of 7 days you should learn. No, it's saying what you're doing, there should be a span and a duration to this event. If we're talking about an event, it should have a certain duration. So that's not the regular Mixas Yom Kikulo. Mixas Yom Kikulo, when it's talking about something that's just, he has a 1 day. It's just a Veil Shmur Rechoka. So it's 1 minute. It's just like Talmud Torah. You could be Yotzei Day's Talmud Torah in 1 minute. Because the doing it 1 day is a minimalistic kiyum of a day. But when we're told there has to be a duration to an event, so then we're talking about a different sort of thing. Right? First of all, it's Pashit, you can't just do a minute of Avelis every one of the 7 days. Because that's not what it's telling us. There has to be an Aval, a continuous Aval. The duration of that Avelis is 7 days. So the duration of the Avelis is 7 days. That's different than a regular Mixas Hayom Kikulo. It's not just saying a minute is a day. No. Okay, there's a din of Mixas Hayom Kikulo, but it's a limited Mixas Hayom Kikulo because the Maisa of the Avelis has to have a duration. And the duration is 7 days. How do you have a duration of 7 days? So it has to be continuous, and it has to be a chashiv, a part of 7 days. It can't be just a minute into the night. It has to be, you don't count a day. You know, if you're counting things, you don't count, you know, 1, 2, 3, and then you have a tiny little 0.1. You don't count that as 4. To count it as another day, to have a chashivis of 7 days in cheshvin the duration, it has to be chashiv. So therefore, you have to get into the daytime of the seventh day. So therefore, by Shiva, you have to have a duration. Therefore, it has to go all the way into the seventh day. Daytime of the seventh day. But when there's a din of Mixas Yom Kikulo, you just need a 1 day, a short, there's no din of Shivas Yamim, just a minimalistic nihug of Avela. So then it's enough even at night, even with the Sha'achas at night.
So yeah. If somebody's in a position where you can't do the Shiva from day one.
If what?
If you can't start Shiva from day one.
Right.
Is there a scenario where you would do it later on in the Shloshim, or perhaps after Shloshim, if let's say it's like...
Oh, you see, what if it doesn't start on time?
Meaning, there's just like an allotment of time, so it has to start right after the Christmas Zippin.
Okay, so it has to start at the beginning. If it doesn't start at the beginning for some reason, there's...
Then it just goes on.
We'll actually talk next week maybe about that a little bit. What if it doesn't start at the beginning? We could start Sakvura. Right after the burial. Okay? All right. Okay, Rabbi Say.